Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
TSMC now warning that rising electricity costs in Taiwan are impacting profitability, and power grid capacity could also be the latest supply constraint for the AI boom in America, too. Our Christina Partsinevolo is taking a look at that for today's Tech Check. Hey, KP.
Hi, Carl. Well, you said it. TSMC did beat revenue and profit expectations in its first quarter, but soaring electricity costs are eating into profits. The company forecasts a 25% increase in electricity costs starting this past April that would reduce gross margins by up to 0.8 percentage points and also contribute to higher costs for customers and competitors, according to the CEO on the earnings call this morning. TSMC's power costs are emblematic, though, of a greater problem facing firms all around the United States. How are they going to power these AI machines when so much of the infrastructure is outdated? Several analysts I spoke to at NVIDIA's recent events called it the power gate, and the power gate was going to be the biggest cost hurdle going forward. AI, we know, is driving the construction of large computing warehouses that require way more power than traditional data centers. McKinsey, for example, says that data center electricity use will double over this decade to 8% of all U.S. power demand, up from 4%. The latest International Energy Agency report stated that ChatGPT consumes roughly 2.9 watts per hour of electricity per request. What that really means is running a 60-watt light bulb for 3 minutes for one ChatGPT request. That's 10 times as much electricity as a Google search. Many are raising concerns. The largest utility in the state, Arizona Public Service, warning that they'll be out of capacity before the end of the decade if they don't get upgrades. Oregon's Portland General Electric doubled its forecast for new electricity demand in the next 5 years. Tech execs are weighing in too. Elon Musk warning there'll be a shortage of power for running AI chips, and we could start to see that as early as next year. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy telling Fortune that there's not enough power for large language models. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman saying we need an energy breakthrough for any future AI technology going forward. And just yesterday, ARM CEO warning that AI's thirst for electricity is insatiable and could consume a quarter of U.S. power by 2030, so much higher than McKinsey's stat. Many chip makers will tout their new and improved power-efficient chips, like NVIDIA's Blackwell series. Intel said the same with their Gaudi 3. But in a note yesterday, Wells Fargo stating that they still see electricity demand increasing 5 to 10 times with each generation of GPUs, even as chips become more power-efficient. So still not enough.
I'm wondering who benefits from all this demand and not enough supply of power. I know copper prices, for instance, have been on an absolute tear. I mean, I guess, Christina, they're an efficient conductor of electricity and used in all sorts of things like power plants.
Yeah, so carbon would be one. Silicon carbide, so onsemi would say that they're more efficient for their battery products. Anecdotally, over the weekend, I was chatting with my husband on how we could look into ETFs that are involved with nuclear power. And I say that just because Microsoft, for example, posted a job last September saying they're looking for somebody to run their nuclear power projects, which would require smaller nuclear powers. But nonetheless, if Microsoft is looking to build their own nuclear power, that shows something. And data centers that are popping up across the country, so those that are building the data centers would be a good investment opportunity as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's super interesting. Thank you, Christina.
A number of new developments today around big tech and the AI arms race, including Meta rolling out a whole new AI model. Dee Erbosa here to break down those for today's Tech Check. Hi, Dee.
Tyler, there's so much news, and I'm in Miami for the Emerge conference. AI is all everyone here is talking about. There's a number of headlines today, but the big takeaway is that the race is on. This is happening faster than ever. It's more competitive than ever. Number one headline, Microsoft. It may have pole position with its OpenAI partnership from the beginning, but the regulators, they are not backing off. So raises the question, will that hurt Microsoft in this next stage of the race? Number two, Google is restructuring around AI, and it's streamlining its business to, quote, improve velocity and execution. A memo today from Sundar Pichai to staff underscores this new tone that we've been hearing from other Google executives. Point blank, it is going on the offensive. And the thing that you mentioned, Tyler, that I think is the most interesting today comes from Meta. It will be integrating its AI assistant into its family of apps. That means Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger. There's also a brand new landing page for its chatbot, meta.ai. And to me, that's really symbolic of Meta jumping in this race and saying that they're going to compete with the Google, Microsoft, Amazon on every front here. So this is just the beginning, really, Tyler.
And this initiative operates under the brand Llama, am I correct? My son's favorite animal, by the way.
Yes, so this is its latest version of Llama, which it's really important to note here that this is an open source model. So Meta is essentially giving this away for free, right? And that's a very different strategy than what we've seen from the likes of Google and Microsoft and Amazon. They're charging typically a monthly rate for their customers, users, or enterprises to get access to these tools. Meta's model is a little different here. It's offering these chatbots for free in an effort to keep people within that ecosystem of apps. So it will continue to make money through advertising, through engagement, through visits, through clicks. But the other interesting thing about this being an open source model means that Meta may have to hire less of that really expensive AI research talent that the others are hiring. Google paying as much as $20 million over 4 years for some of this talent. By making it open source, it essentially crowdsources from a lot of the AI talent out there that wants to customize this model for their own uses. And in turn, they give that knowledge and those developments back to Meta.
So saving costs and enhancing engagement and advertising, that's the profit formula here. Deirdre, thanks very much.
Go ahead. You're not going to see this show up in earnings. That's important to note as well, Tyler. You're not going to see it show up in the same way that Microsoft has said that Copilot and its cloud units are actually leading to new spend by a company. So it is different there. This is more of a long-term play.
Deirdre, rolling up the frequent flyer miles. Miami Beach today. We'll see you soon. Dee Boza.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.